What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's Veronica. Well, it looks like I had a whole entire bonus episode from last December that never made it to the public, and how serendipitous it is, because I have something I needed to tell you this December. The 2024 Hotel Pinup Calendar is here, available right now. Go to subsequentibis.itch.io to get a PDF right this second. The link is up on our Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, as well as in the description of this very episode. Just like last year, it is pay what you want with a $10 minimum, and every cent goes directly to Planned Parenthood. No one's making any money off of this. It's all a passion project started and carried out by the indispensable Ibis and Jay. It contains 14 stunning full-color illustrations by community artists, old friends and new, as well as our official hotel artists, and this year, each month also contains an original companion story written by official hotel writer and creator, me, Veronica California. This is a sexy pinup calendar, so 18 and over crowd only on this one, please and thank you. One more time, that is subsequentibis.itch.io. Link in description and on our socials. Speaking of Jay, I just could not stand not having a postcard piece for our bonus episodes, and despite being very busy wrangling the pinup calendar, Jay did manage to also design a really gorgeous postcard for the Starman. It's sci-fi goodness, it's got those inky crisp lines Jay likes, and more purple than you can shake a stick at. Not available on our Etsy store, as we are in the middle of a store transition. Stay tuned 2024 for that. But you can check out our socials to get a glimpse of the goods, or join our Patreon at the hotel tier and I will mail it to you. Hotel tier patrons, postcard is incoming this month. Our actors are scattered to the holiday winds, and the rest of the production team is working on getting things set up for season 6. So, we'll be back next month with that. Go buy a calendar, it's for a good cause. You can still buy the 2023 calendar as well. Check our socials for links and Jay's postcards. Big, big, big thanks to Jay and Ibis for getting this calendar pulled from the ether and into our hands. Big, big, big thanks to our amazing artists for contributing, and thanks to everyone for listening. See you next year.
The manager is laughing at the guests. Not laughing like the guests are laughing. Laughing a little. It's a pretend laugh. Like when I nod my head at them. I don't always understand what they're talking about, but I nod, and they nod. And that's all they really seem to want from me, so that's the end of it. They laugh big. She laughs small. They all nod. One of the guests is eating ice cream. That's what the big joke is. Too old for ice cream in the middle of the day, they say. The owner's watching too. Nearby. Watching the ice cream drip down the cone from the shadows. He doesn't want a sticky mess on the floor. I don't know why he cares. I'm the one with the mop. I stare at him until I catch his eye. Maybe he can explain why it's funny. I point my chin at the ice cream and shrug at him. He shakes his head back and frowns, folding his arms. He didn't understand what I was asking, I think. I think he thinks I want ice cream. I don't want ice cream. Everyone's looking at me now. The guests laugh even bigger. The manager does not laugh. The owner just shakes his head and frowns again. He doesn't see the ice cream drip down the cone. The guests miss it too. They're laughing and telling the manager, "Sounds like someone wants an ice cream break." I don't, though. I just said I don't, and I didn't. I cross my arms and frown too. The ice cream is dripping down their fingers now. I can't believe the things they don't notice sometimes. It drips off their finger and dives for the floor just as one of them brays at me. Hope an ice cream truck comes through the neighborhood for you, buddy. My truck is cold. Has to be cold to keep the ice cream. Icy. But not too cold, or it can't stay creamy. And it melts into a sticky mess. My truck is big and boxy too. There's a big wheel up front so you can go wherever you want. There are huge windows up there too so you can see everything. There are trees, and you can always see the sky. Lots of the sky. But soon the trees are replaced with big houses and grassy yards. The truck slows down, and a familiar jangly tune creeps out from a speaker on the roof. It's shaped like an ice cream cone. No, it's shaped like my head. No. It's shaped like my head as an ice cream cone. It summons children from the safety of their home. They do not walk, but run to me, flashing their eyes and teeth, shrieking with excitement and glee. They crowd around the big window on the side of my truck and wait as patiently as they are able. They giggle and make room for each other, laughing freely. Not like the guests when they talk to us, or even when they talk to each other. When the little ones laugh, they don't do it big or small or mean or polite. They just laugh. I slide open the window and they all shriek again. I step back into the safe darkness of my truck. They cry out for me to come back so earnestly that I poke my head out without even thinking. They all smile and greet me. I smile back and welcome them, just like the manager does. Then they explode, waving money at me and demanding ice cream. I hope it's the right time of day for it and that no one is too old. I give the nearest child a cone, and she barely has time to say thank you before she's smearing it all over her mouth. I'm shocked at the quick ferocity of the mess. Another one asks for a cone so intensely I am worried he may actually die if he does not get the next one. He runs off without a thank you. It must have been an emergency. Cone after cone goes out the window to the children with a sticky thank you. They vanish, and two more pop up in their place. I'm passing cones so quickly I feel like I've got six arms windmilling ice cream to children a half a dozen at a time. They squeal and make a mess and vanish. More and more pouring out of the homes in endless streams. It's sweaty work, even in the cold. But soon the ice cream cones are not enough for them. They want popsicles and snow cones and SpongeBobs. I tell them I don't know what those are and give them more cones, but they don't listen. They stop taking my cones and demand more lime sauce and ice cups. They slap the side of my truck with their many tiny sticky hands. I step back from the window, their piercing shrieks echoing in my mind. I don't know what they want. All I have are ice cream cones. There isn't anything in my truck but four tank smelly walls and my wooden shelves all lit by a bare bulb burning overhead. The ice has melted into ankle-deep putrid water. I grab whatever I can from my shelves and hope it's enough to sate their hunger. I pass them pens without ink and broken pencils, half-crumpled papers with forgotten messages on them, single earrings and lipsticks, plastic bags and lunch meat containers, coffee filters full of grounds and syringes full of nothing. Luggage wheels and half-read books, phone chargers, socks, anything I have. Any piece of precious garbage is enough to part with if I thought that its loss could mean stilling the chaos for even a moment.
Hey, this is the brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
The truck suddenly rocks side to side as the pounding gets harder and louder. The parents have come pouring out of their homes to see what is so noisome in the street. They jolt and beat my truck for having disappointed their children, so they push through them, picking them up and tossing them aside, howling about the dangerous ice cream man. They gather around my window and reach inside for me. Their arms thrash violently for me. I try to explain that I only have ice cream, and I thought that would be okay since this is an ice cream truck, and if I got the time of day wrong, I didn't mean to. They grab the glass and rip it out, shattering it to pieces. One of the parents thrusts their head in through the ragged hole looking for me. Their faces are melting. They roar at me accusingly, and pieces of their flesh ooze off their mouths and chins and cheeks and eyes dripping off their skulls in the fading heat of the day. One of them wriggles her arm through and tries to crawl into the truck. I swat at her face and she swats back at me. She gets a hold of my clean white shirt and shakes me until my black-billed hat falls off. I grab her wrist, and her hand pulls away in mine, separating from her sticky arm, melted fingers still flexing slowly. She roars at me blindly, and the crowd tries to force its way in around her. I drop her hand, pick up my hat, and jump into the front seat behind the big wheel. My truck goes forward very fast, splattering angry suburban parents into sugary messes on the curb. In the mirror of the side, I can see the children screaming in delight in the distance as they rush in to drink it up. More parents run and thunder from their homes as I pass by in my truck. The faster we go, the faster the jangly song plays, the faster they run. I can hear them beating on the back of the truck. They slap at the open window on the side, trying to grab hold and climb in with me. The few that get close enough to try slip off and go gooey under my wheels. I don't need the mirrors to see them anymore. They're catching up, beating their sticky hands on the windows by me now. More and more jump on, grabbing what they can, sliding off with a bellow when they can't. The wheels spin and seize, but we never slow down. Our direction keeps changing as the sticky ghouls thrash the truck into dented bits. The windows are covered with people-colored ice cream. The bare bulb swings wildly as we careen down the street, sliding on vanilla horror. The window wipers try to slop the goo off in sluggish bursts. I see we are heading into a dead end of houses. Then, just ice cream. We jump the curb, and I see us sliding across someone's front yard. Then just cream. One of the parents punches through the front window to grab me by the collar and covers me in glass and ice cream. I see the front door of the house right in front of the truck and getting closer. I put on my seatbelt and close my eyes. An ice cream drip lands on the lobby floor. The guests laugh and apologize. My manager assures them it's no problem. With a gesturing glance to me, she assures them that her dutiful lobby boy will take care of that. the guests laugh again because it looks like I'm getting my ice cream after all. The owner glowers at the spot on the floor before looking up to me and grinning just a little. I nod and, "Yes, ma'am." I tell her I'll mop it up. Yes. Right after I show the guests to their room.
The Hotel was created and produced by Veronica California and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Nynaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake. Produced by Pacific Obadiah.